that on the Disappearance Day we sing this song. Je anilo premo dhana koruna prachu Jayanila prema dhana karuna prachur Jayanila prema prabhu Thagela Acharya Thako Hena Prabhu Thagela Acharya Thako Kaha Mora Sarup Rupa Taha Sanatan Taha Mora Taha Dasa Raghunatha Patita Pava Yoga Taha Kabira Kamara Eka Kale Kotha Gela Gora Na Kale kotha gela gorana tara Anale pasiva pasane kutiva Goranga gunera nibhi kutagele পাবো সঙ্গীরা সঙ্গে যে কইল বিলাস সে সবা Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর জয় ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর সিদ্ধান্ত জয় ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর জয় ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত প্রভুপাদ 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 जाया जाया गुरुदेव प्रभुपाद की जय। शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गढ़ी वैष्णव बिंद की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। समवेत वैष्णव बिंद की जय। श्री गौर निताय राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम जीव की जय। निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्री वार्षवानवी देवी दयिताय कृपादये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्य उज्जल प्रेमाड श्री रूपानुग भक्ति द श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्ते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्ध सिद्धांत धान्त हारिणे नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षात् वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंबर सांबोधे पदांबुजाय ते नमो नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगबराय ते गौर आविर्भाव भूमेस्तां निदेष्ट सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सर्वभौमसि जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः पञ्चतात्मात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं शंकरशनकरणतयसाई गर्भदशाई पयोदिशाई शशस्वजस्यांश कला सनित्यानंदख्यराम शरणं ममास्तु नमो महाबदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वृंदाये तुलसी दीवाय प्रियाय केशवश्च च विष्णु भक्ति पदे देवी सत्वते नमो नमो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल I like to pay my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. You all are qualified, more senior than me. Please allow me to reflect what I learned so that you can correct me, so that I can see my judgment to correct myself. So today is very auspicious disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There is unlimited things to say about his life, his teachings, and how much it affecting us every day today in our daily sadhana, especially the moment we get up in the morning till next day, every moment is affecting. And more we understand, more I see Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, more I see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. 1933, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, that time British was very powerful in the world, and British was ruling India also. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was so far vision, he said, I want to go to America for 10 years. And it was very phenomenon that he knew that in future the America will be leading the world. Even though America was not as powerful as British in 30s. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur expressed, of course, he, some or other Krishna's arrangement, he could not come. And then Prabhupada, of course, when Prabhupada was challenged with a question by his godbrother, Prabhupada said, actually Lord Chaitanya kept that credit for me, that's why. It was very interesting, Acharanda Prabhu remember, that when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in the West, one of Prabhupada's senior godbrother, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said, we see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur preaching everywhere in the world now. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of third canto, 22 chapter, he said, now our Guru Maharaj is preaching all over the world. It's the same thing. I was thinking, oh, I thought he is preaching. But he's seeing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is preaching. It was very phenomenal. And when the question was asked to Srila Prabhupada, that do you miss your Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur? He says, no, I'm always with him. Dhaneshwar Prabhu was here this morning. He asked a question to Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, that when we offer something to you on the altar or a photo, how do I know you accept the offering? So Srila Prabhupada, it is in the Vedabhyas also. Dhaneshwar Prabhu was here this morning, but he has that letter. He carries the letter. Prabhupada says, I am never separated from my Guru Maharaj. So when I am offering, he is taking. You can do the same thing. So when we have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada, whether we are children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, actually Prabhupada favored please don't excuse me, but Prabhupada favored great-grandchildren has more privilege of Prabhupada's connection than children. He said in one lecture, the grandfather loves more to the grandchildren than children. So those who are great-grandchildren or children, they have more privilege actually. So Srila Prabhupada says, you can do the same thing and your guru will accept, means he will accept, indirectly you are saying. This is a little insert from Bhakti Siddhanta Bani Vaibhav. I'm going to read just for a few minutes. Before acquiring material designation, the living entity is supremely pure. Even though he is not engaged in serving the Supreme Lord, he remains situated in the neutral position of Santaras due to his marginal nature. Though the living entity born from the marginal potency does not at that time exhibit a taste for serving the Lord due to a lack of knowledge of self-realization, his direct propensity of serving the Supreme Lord nevertheless remain within him in a dormant state. Though the indirect propensity of material enjoyment, which is contrary to the service of the Lord, is not found in him at that time, indifference to the service of Hari and the seed of material enjoyment, which follow the state of indifference, are nevertheless present within him. The living entity who belongs to the marginal potency cannot remain indifferent forever by subduing both devotional and non-devotional propensities. He therefore contemplates unconstitutional activities from his marginal position, as a sleeping person dreams that he is active in the physical world without actually being involved in activities. When the dormant, indifferent living entity of the marginal potency exhibit even a little apathy to the service of Supreme Lord and situated himself in a neutral, unchanging condition for even a little time, he is infected by impersonalism. That is why the conditioned soul desired to merge in the impersonal Brahman, thus exhibiting his mind's fickle nature. But due to neglecting the eternal service of the Lord, thereby developing the quality of aversion to the Lord, he cannot remain fixed in that position. In this way, aversion to the Lord breaks his concentration of mind and establishes him as the master of this world of enjoyment. Maya, the external energy of the Supreme Lord, then induces the marginal living entity to enjoy this world through her covering and throwing potency, and thus shows the living entity the reality of being averse to the Lord's service. At that time, the living entity considers himself the king of enjoyer, and being situated in the mode of passion, he takes the position of Brahma and creates progeny. The living entities who are born from Brahma, the grandfathers of everyone, expand themselves in families of Aryans and Brahmanas. In this world of duality, however, living entities who are covered and thrown under the control of external energy naturally become envious. This enviousness further creates pride, illusion, greed, anger, and lust, and induces the living entity to dance frantically in aversion to the Lord. At that time, they forget both that they were born from Grandfather Brahma and the Lord's instruction in the Vedas. Because recently I got few texts, 2-3 things in the internet floating. One is Devivari yesterday, even some, these are all devotees involved, saying there's those who are born in the West, ate beef, can never become guru after all this. But I guess it never ends, 100 years, 1,000 years from now, probably the same thing will pops. So I was reading Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's article, Patravali, the letter communicating, it's coming in an English edition soon. I think Banu Maharaj translating. Then he was told that he explained this Varnasram system. Hopefully they are listening. The Varnasram system, it's originated by the Lord, Chaturvarna Maya system, Gunakarma Vibhagasam, But it is based on karma. And karma is based on ignorance, avidya. And avidya is originated from apathy to devotional service. So if somebody says somebody has to be born in a Brahma, this varnashram, in order to be guru and others, being a Vaishnava, I hope they open their eye and see that this is not Krishna consciousness philosophy, neither backed up by any of our Acharya or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm going to elaborate these little two things that maybe some of us are familiar, some of us not familiar. What Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, those who are following, I'm going to say in the beginning, those who are following Srila Prabhupada and got Brahman initiated, it is necessary that you take Brahman initiation from this Guru Parampara. Then you should feel the most fortunate living entity at this moment in this universe. Because the highest domain, according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in Golok Vrindavan, is the divine couple's incessant attraction for each other. And Srila Prabhupada, in Chaitanya Charitamrita introduction, he introduced that. I remember very clearly Prabhupada said. It was very touching. And that is the root cause of anything and everything. That attraction for each other. Radharani's attraction for Krishna, Krishna's attraction for Radharani. Generally, we have a two path of diksha. One is Pancharatrik Vidhi, one is Bhagavad Vidhi. We generally think simple way that Pancharatrik is the diksha mantra that Guru gives to a disciple, and Bhagavad Vidhi, that Harinam, hearing Bhagavatam. And both are correct, and both are important, but one is little more, and Prabhupada introduced both. You can say that Sukhdev Goswami was not a initiating guru of Parikshit Maharaj, neither Parikshit Maharaj was initiated disciple of Sukhdev Goswami. But according to our Acharya, both got ultimate goal just by hearing and speaking. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur already got initiated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he was 7 years old to worship deity Kurmadev in Calcutta. That when they are digging in the backyard, they found the Kurma deity, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduced him and gave him initiation. Then question come, why did he need initiation further from Gaur Krishnadas Babaji? Was not enough? It is also in our parampara that Brahmaji gave initiation to Narad Muni. There was no another guru. It is not something new. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was so genius that he wanted to make sure in future those questions will never rise from anyone. So he covered every angle that in the highest realm of devotional path, Golok Vrindavan, Brajadham, within Golok, Brajadham is the pinnacle, summit of Golok Vrindavan, where divine couple are not married, and they are worship Srimati Radharani's intimate associated Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi's, because of the time I'm going to briefly explain, and Lalita Sakhi's intimate assistant is two. One is Ananga Manjari, one is Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari is the Mukha, chief, and Ananga Manjari is Upa Manjari. And this Ananga Manjari mood expanded further through two disciplic succession, and both are in us. One comes from Bakreshwar Pandit Nityananda Prabhu. Shakti is Ananga Manjari, Janava Devi, and Janava Devi to Birabhadra Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu's son, not from Mother Janava but from Vasudha, but Janava Mata was the guru. And Birabhadra Prabhu goes down to Nimai Chandra Goswami and came all the way to Gaur Krishnadas Babaji. So we are linked directly. If somebody say that, because right now they are fighting about it, but actually they want to discard Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They have challenges. But if they trace little bit, research little bit, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur already explained how this parampara came. So we get directly from Ananga Manjari's direct all the way to Guru Kishore Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. And then another Rupa Goswami's, another Bhagavad Parampara also came directly straight from there. If you go to in the introduction of Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada, even us, the introduction was made kind of like a question answer. You can find many questions Prabhupada is asking and he's answering. Then he says, who is Guru, who is the disciple of, who can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He asked that question. Then he answered, he said, only Rupa and Raghunath. Who follows Rupa Raghunath? Who follows Rupa Raghunath? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami followed Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then comes Jagannath Das Babaji, Baladev Vidyabhusan Thakur, then Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Guru Krishna Das Babaji, then Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, then Prabhupada. This is Bhagavad Parampara. There is no discrepancy or fault. Maybe you may say few people are missing in the Parampara. Well, this is not Pancharatri, this is Bhagavad Parampara. We have both Pancharatri and Bhagavad Parampara fully intact, whoever takes shelter of Prabhupada. But you must take Brahman initiation through his followers. So both way it is connected. There is nothing lacking. The most intimate Rupa Manjari and Ananga Manjari, who is serving under Lalita Sakhi to divine couple, there is the three kunjas, kunja, nikunja, and nibriti kunja. They are all under these two manjaris, and we are directly connected to that. Nobody can challenge. It is all proven. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one time he was discussing about Ananga Manjari and he started profusely crying in the presence of everyone. And Bimala Prasad, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he was a small boy. He noticed his father was crying and he could not understand. So he left, Bhaktivinoda Thakur left and he went to his room and locked up the room for 3 days. Of course, one devotee was asking, was there a toilet in the room? No, there was no toilet in the room. That's how the Indian houses are. In Mayapur still you can see that. And then when he came out, he established this point that we are directly connected with the divine couple to the highest realm. No other parampara is as pure as this. And unfortunately, some of the ex-ISKCON devotee who left, actually, they creating this. I should not say that, but I felt like little anger. So please forgive me for that. And so, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was 7 years old. Then another Guru Parampara comes through Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's full potency was Mother Vishnupriya. Mother Vishnupriya in separation. Prabhupada writes in the purport of Bhagavatam how Vishnupriya's austere life, I'm sure you all read. Prabhupada writes in the purport that she used to, every round she would finish, she would take one grain, and that's end of her finishing round. She would cook with that and offer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and would eat. Try to figure it out how much. It was very scary. But Srila Prabhupada says, such austere, she was the full potency of Mahaprabhu, and that from her comes Bansivadananda Thakur, who was the flute incarnation of Krishna, and this Guru Parampara directly comes to Bipin Bihari, whom Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation. There is no other parampara, any parampara, is as visible to us. We just have to be aware of it. And Bipin Bihari Thakur, he was sitting there on the initiation day, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur placed his head, and Bipin Bihari Thakur placed his feet on the head of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bimala Prasad, 7 years old, he came around, said, excuse me, do you know who is this personality? Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing parikrama at that time in the ashram. So he was not in presence, he just left, went to do parikrama. Said, excuse me, do you know the personality you just placed your head? He's not a sadhaka, he's not a conditioned soul trying to practice sadhaka. He does not really need your favor. But it is required that parampara need to be maintained. He's 7 years old. He's speaking to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's initiating guru. He is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is an eternal associate of Radharani. This parampara directly coming from Radharani through him. He doesn't need, but just for the sake of maintaining, he's taking this. You don't need to place your feet on his head. Of course, little later, Bipin Bihari asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "This is your son, fifth child?" He said, "Yes." How does he know your identity in spiritual world? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals. And then he reveals to him that when he was a small boy in Jagannath Puri, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur took birth in Jagannath Puri, Narayan Chatti, the place is called Narayan Chatti. You can walk. I remember we went a few times. When Harishwari Prabhu was a sannyasi those days, in 81, I went with him in a big group. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a very polite gentleman. And he would not be so heavy with the pseudo or debauchee type of Vaishnavas. He would accommodate. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur would speak every day Bhagavatam, morning and evening. Oh, by the way, today is the day Srila Prabhupada offered the Bhagavatam to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. If you remember the first canto, today is the day Prabhupada actually accomplished, and he said, "This is my offering to you, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur." Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was speaking, and then the listeners started growing, then thousands of them, then they started whispering to this Babaji, Raghunath Das Babaji, not the original, this is someone in Jagannath Puri, that this speaker, Kedarnath Datta, at that time his name was Kedarnath Datta, the Jagannath temple manager, you can say, that he speaks so eloquent and heart-touching that we feel the presence of the Lord, and especially Srimati Radharani's service. So Raghunath Das Babaji, after hearing for many days, he could not resist. So he went, he see from far, he didn't have a neck beat, he didn't have a sika. So how can it's possible he speaks such a high topics, no neck beats, and he didn't have a guru? Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not initiated at that time. So he was a little confused. But the popularity was growing so much, then one day he went to meet him. And he asked. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Well, I didn't get instruction from Lord Chaitanya yet." Actually, that night, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him and told him to get initiation from Bipin Bihari. It was very funny that this Babaji was sitting there and nobody knew his bad character, that even though he is the highest, he dressed as the highest stage of sannyas, but he used to have an illegal affair. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was just a little boy passing by, and he went in India, or I don't think in America they do. You know, like the child like shows me. So then the Raghunath Das Babaji says, "Excuse me, Kedarnath Babu, this is your son?" He said, "Yes." "Why he hates me?" Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "He hates Sahajiyas." I'm talking 3 years old. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He could not tolerate. 3 years old. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur started more, and then Bimala Prasad, very early age, he would speak also. Father and son both share. And as he was sitting there, he remembers that amongst the audience, some audience are very attentive. And one of the audience, one day, this one gentleman named Gangadhar Bhattacharya, he used to come and he used to like, he would ask questions. He really started liking Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, young boy Bimala Prasad speaking on the absolute truth. And one day he didn't see him, but he saw one Mataji came But she looks a little strange looking, Mataji, you know. Because she's like giggling and cover her face. In the Bhagavatam class, generally nobody giggles. But so Bimala Prasad, after a while, he says, "Excuse me, Mata, are you okay? Is everything okay? Why you are?" He said, "Oh, no, no. You are asking for Gangadhar. I'm not Gangadhar. I'm Lalita Sakhi." "Excuse me?" Then she took off her veil. He took her veil. "That's a Gangadhar Bhattacharya. He dressed like a lady, trying to be like a lady, trying to imitate Lalita Sakhi." Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there, but Bimala Prasad was speaking. He got so furious and he went completely against. That was the beginning of this diversion. Mother Mikha read that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Prabhupada's preaching was like a chopping. So he started preaching against this. So when they asked the question, "Did Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur talk about Raslila?" And then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, "Oh yes, he spoke Raslila every day." See, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur spoke Raslila every day. How come we don't hear that? He said he spoke Raslila, what is not Raslila. Because that's what was going on all over Bengal and Vrindavan and Mayapur. So he did speak. He wrote a whole book about it. So because of the time, I'm going to give a little fancy story that there was one devotee, Rohini Babu. He was the first disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He was appreciating Srila Prabhupada's preaching so much. And he was telling us that before he took sannyas, 1918, that there was a very hard struggle to establish this birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Literally there were tigers, snakes, animals are everywhere. There is no path. You have to have a machete to clear the path to go to birthplace. Some or other they established, but it is not a big yet known. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur thought if he lives there, then he will do very well to reveal this birthplace quickly. So he started living there with, but there was no much follower. Some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disciple, like Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, "You want to advance? Go this boy, Bimala Prasad." Who is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur? Was revealed by his both guru. He had a two guru, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Guru Krishnadar Babaji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he is direct, endowed with this potency, sambit potency, the relationship with the Lord. How to revive, that potency is in him, that is Saraswati, the connection. So some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's follower would go there. At that time he was not initiating. So some Babaji's from Katua came and they were visiting. And Rohini Babu, he was the nephew of Deputy High Court Judge of Calcutta. And he wanted to become Hare Krishna devotee, but those days to become Hare Krishna is kind of like a humiliation or not a good status in the society of Vaishnavism. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself revived. It was kind of disgrace, you know, not anybody would become Hare Krishna easily. Now is like a prestigious thing in India. You claim you are follower Prabhupada and Vaishnava, you are very prestigious thing. Those days it was not like this. So he came and he heard the lecture a few minutes. He was with his guru. And then in the evening, they left, they went back to Katua. He had a dream. And in the dream, he saw that his guru, well, in the middle of the night, he woke up because there was some sound. Why? Because some of the widows are entering into his guru's room. And they are whispering, some or other, it woke him up next door. And he didn't like this kind of behavior of the widow's influence to massage his guru. So then he went to sleep somewhere or other, but in the night, in the dream, he saw two tigress and tiger. His guru became the tiger, and those widow became the tigress, trying to eat him up. And he was so scared, he started screaming. And he started calling out, "Oh, help, help, help!" And he started chanting. Then all of a sudden he saw a divine personality came with a danda. And he started watching that, he chased them away, and then he pays attention. He said, "Oh, I met him this morning, yesterday morning." That was Bimala Prasad before he took sannyas. So he left that night and he came, crossed the river and came and surrendered. He was the first disciple. It was very mystical. Many of the disciples, how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur collected them. One phenomenon that Jananivas Prabhu and myself, we were sitting many years back, probably AD 81, and this Prabhupada's godbrother, those days Prabhupada's godbrother used to come from every Gaudiya temple, would come to ISKCON for Prabhupada's appearance day and disappearance day, and they would glorify Prabhupada. So one Bharati Maharaj, he was exclaiming and he was glorifying Prabhupada, and he told us a very fascinating story that how in the beginning the Jogopit was near Jogopit is Shiva Sangan. Shiva Sangan is the Raslila Stoli. You want to go to Raslila, you join in Raslila, you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. Come to Shiva Sangan. Otherwise there is no entrance in Vrindavan, Raslila. This is the verdict of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, also Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So there, in the middle of the night, of course they didn't have electricity those days, neither the clock. It's a guesstimation time. In the middle of the night, they hear thak thak sound. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to have a wooden sandal. They were thinking, in the middle of the night, where our Prabhupada is going? He get down from the upstairs, that was his room, and they started following, like, where is going? And it's a jungle full of animals. So, but they are also scared not to be visible, to be caught by him, because they should not doubt their guru, but at the same time they are curious what's happening. So they followed. After a while it became so dark. Then all of a sudden they started hearing the sound vibration of Sankirtan coming from million miles. It was so vivid and it's becoming louder and louder and louder. And after a while, Bharati Maharaj could not even move. He could not even move because everything became so dark, but his ear becoming like a so receiving so loud kirtan, it was such a pleasing. Then he noticed that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur disappeared. He could not trace anymore. Kirtan became saturated. The whole Mayapur Navadvip was like millions of devotees chanting and dancing and rolling on the ground, crying for Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fainted. Does not remember what happened. But after a few minutes, all of a sudden, thak, 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 sound again. Oh, Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta was returning back. So he didn't get caught. It was almost like passing by his body, but didn't get caught. So he followed. Then all the way came back. The next day he revealed little bit. Prabhupada, is it possible that Mahaprabhu is... They didn't say that they were following hidingly. Possible that Mahaprabhu is doing kirtan? He said, of course this is. Every day have happening. Then he quoted this verse. Addavadi sei lila kore gorarai, kono kono bhagyavan jeev dekhi bare pai. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila is uninterruptedly growing and going everywhere. And it will spread all over the world. Those who are very fortunate will have a glimpse or enter. But one has to be fortunate. Because of the time, I'm going to tell also another story, just quickly. Because those are like such a appealing, how powerful our parampara, our grandfather, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is. Why Prabhupada so much glorified he saw himself all the time accompanying Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. So there was one devotee named Ram Gati Prabhu. He became a devotee, I'll tell you a little past time before that. He became a devotee because of his brother. His brother, in Baghbajar Goryamath, there was a kirtan going on. And kirtan going on and on and on. So one lawyer, he got initiated that day and he was very sick. Now Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would not give a direct instruction. He would not give the direct answer. He would create a platform that you have to think and you can maintain this whole life. So middle of the night, this newly initiated, he was about to leave this world. So one of his disciples went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Prabhupada, this newly initiated disciple of yours, he's about to leave this world. I don't know what to do. Of course, those days, no 911 or hospital nearby. It was very, struggle to get a doctor. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur answered, whose property that person belongs? Oh, he belongs to you. You have come to collect on behalf of Krishna. Good. What is your duty to my property, Krishna's property, or to take care and maintain, then do the needful. He would always teach. Nobody could pass by his room without asking, who are you? Say, oh, I am Satish Das. Is Satish Das the body or the mind or the soul? Who is Satish Das? He would like keep on going until you come to correct answer. He would not let any disciple ever go anywhere without like, he would make them think who you are, why you are here. So this Prabhu, he saw that there is no prasadam available in this kirtan going on for 7 days. And on the fifth day, they ran out of rice, ran out of money, ran out of everything because thousands and thousands are coming to take prasadam. Not like America, in India, people just come for prasadam. You don't have to invite, they just come. Especially Calcutta. So they were like nervous what to do. So they went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Prabhupada, there is no prasadam, there is no bhogo, there is no money. What can we do? He said, chant loudly. Chant loudly and do kirtan. So they started kirtan, doing loudly kirtan. And they're thinking something going to happen, but nobody knows what. They had a faith on him. Within half an hour, the big truck lorry came. They call lorry in Calcutta. Big truck came with full of rice, dal, and vegetable. Nobody knows who sent, where from it has come. It's just downloaded for 100,000 people you can feed. They were like shocked. Seeing this, hundreds of people just became devotees. It's an unbelievable phenomenon. So this Prabhu, he, somehow or other, unfortunately, he deviated from spiritual path. And he left Krishna consciousness. He became, returned back to Hindu or whatever, something. He would not chant, he would not do anything, he would eat fish. Don't take it lightly, fish, please. Because I come from that kind of background. Fish is like ice cream, To give up ice cream is not that easy. So something like that. It's not, fish is, like for you maybe it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal for Bengalis. You know what Prabhupada says? He said, Ramakrishna spoiled making the Bengalis to go to hell because of this fish eating. So fish eating, Prabhupada knew, is like a contagious food. So he went back to fish and he enjoyed his life, material, so-called enjoyment for a while. Well, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur left this world. And he heard it, but he did not regret, did not feel so much, but he went on his materialistic life. Well, one day death came, and when death came, he used to live in Assam, the place between his house and his son, eldest son, who was kind of awakening in spiritual life, but he was confused why his father is not practicing anymore. But he used to live in Guwahati, where we have a big temple, and they have this printed in ISKCON temple, this story, very sweet. because that devotee helped at that time, that building, and ISKCON took that building, I was told, very nice. And this Prabhu, Ramgati Prabhu, he passed away. So in India, you know how they do, they put a wood fire like this and put the dead body and then put another layer of wood. And then the eldest son has to put the fire on the mouth of the father. So, but the eldest son is 12 hours far, 12 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. So somebody went there to get him. By the time he came, you know, it's almost 24 hours, and he came. When he saw his father's condition, he all of a sudden remembered. His father did mention him how there should not be fear in Krishna consciousness, but somehow or other he could not maintain his spiritual path. He deviated, he went back to. His son started crying and crying and crying. He said, "Father, why this happened to you? Why? Where are you going? I don't know. You are eating fish." And he was really lamenting, and he was hitting his head on the father's feet. "I wish you would have some realization of Krishna consciousness before you go." And then the other neighbors, they are encouraging, "Excuse me, you know, we are waiting 24 hours. Let's let the fire and finish with the funeral." He said, "No, my father has to answer." Well, after 28 hours, all of a sudden his father woke up from that dead body and moved those wood. He told him, "Take me to the temple, I'm not going home." And he lived for 12 more years. Every day he would cry and regret and write. So he revealed what happened. He said, when he left this body, Jamadutas did come, even though he was initiated. Because he did not follow at all, he went back to eating fish and all this. Jamaduta took him, and he was in a big line. Then, after a long hour, he came to a point where Jamaraj gave the verdict to each person. And he realized, but he had no clue still about spiritual life or anything. This was the first time that Jamaraj actually got up from his singhasan and came down to him, and right in front of his face he said, "Where is Prabhupada?" He got so shocked. He said, "Prabhupada!" Then he started crying. "Oh, Prabhupada!" Then he started crying, and then all of a sudden he remembered to chant. He said, "Go back, do your sadhana. You don't belong here." And then he realized, he opened his eyes. He told us this story. And he cried and cried and cried and cried. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is very well known by Jamaraj, by all the demigod. We should have no fear as long as we are following our Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. I'll end with this. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Hari. Vancha kalpatur vishya kipasinda vevacha patitanam pavana. Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur